The conclusion. Eddie's story starts with his death, but here's the twist. Every ending is also a new beginning. Eddie's final hour at Ruby Pier, the amusement park by the ocean where he worked, was spent tending to the rides. The park boasted all the usual attractions, a Ferris wheel, bumper cars, and an arcade. Despite being an elderly man who needed a cane to walk, Eddie was strong and capable. His job was to keep the rides in working order. He'd walk around, cane in hand, checking rides like the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Pipeline Plunge for any loose parts. He'd listen closely to the motors and gears, making sure they ran smoothly and oiling them when necessary. The kids knew him as the ride man at Ruby Pier. With only 19 minutes left on Earth, he sat down in an old beach chair by the Stardust band shell. Suddenly, a little girl dashed up to him, asking for an animal made of pipe cleaners. He reached into his pocket, pulled out three yellow pipe cleaners, and with shaking hands, twisted them into a rabbit. The girl squealed with joy and skipped away, thanking him. Suddenly, he heard someone shout, "Oh my God, look!" Safety crisis at Freddy's Free Fall Ride. Eddie spotted a cart on the Freddy's Free Fall Ride dangerously tilted. He swiftly radioed security and directed park staff to release the safety restraints to evacuate the occupants from the faulty cart. However, when the workers released the restraints, the cable broke and the cart started to fall. Eddie knew he had to move fast. Ahead of him, the little girl stood, clutching her pipe cleaner rabbit. He lunged forward, but his bad leg gave way and he crashed onto the metal platform just in time. Seconds later, a deafening crash echoed through the air. Eddie saw a blinding flash, then everything went black. Life beyond. Eddie immediately noticed that something wasn't right. He wasn't feeling any pain or worry anymore. When he woke up, he found himself sitting in the teacup ride from his childhood, back in Ruby Pier, but it felt like the Ruby Pier from many years ago. There was a sign that read, "Chowder, 10 cents." He suddenly felt strong and energetic, even though he hadn't run in decades. He started jogging down the boardwalk, passing familiar attractions like the Dipsy Doodle Chute Ride and the Parisian Carousel with its carved horses. He kept going, past fortune tellers and wait guessers until he reached the sideshow area. A carnival barker was calling people in to see amazing sights like Jolly Jane, who weighed nearly 500 pounds. When Eddie went inside, he found himself facing a curtain. He pulled it back and met the first person he would encounter in heaven. "Hey, Edward," greeted a man with blue skin from his solitary spot on stage. "I've been waiting for you." First lesson, encounter with the blue man. According to the blue man, in heaven, each person encounters five individuals. These encounters serve to reveal the significance of people in one's life, even if that significance wasn't apparent at the time. Heaven exists, he claims, to help us comprehend the meaning of our earthly existence. Born Joseph Korolczyk in a small Polish village, he and his family arrived in America in 1894 with nothing. As a kid, his skin looked like everyone else's. Joseph's father worked in a sweatshop sewing buttons, and Joseph joined him at age 10. One day, he dropped a bag of buttons, leading to humiliation when the foreman threatened him and he wet his pants in fear. Everyone laughed, and Joseph and his father felt deeply ashamed. Their relationship soured after that incident. Growing older and still working in the sweatshop, Joseph sought help for his nerves from a chemist. The chemist gave him silver nitrate, thinking it would help, but it turned out to be poisonous. Joseph kept taking it, hoping for relief. But instead, his skin started turning blue from the chemical's effects. "The factory let me go," the blue man shared. "The foreman claimed I made the other workers uneasy." The blue man got a job at the carnival as a special act. "Now, I'm like a product being sold," he remarked. The blue man's near miss. In the late 1920s, on a rainy Sunday morning in July, Eddie and his friends played baseball near the pier. When the ball rolled into the street, Eddie chased after it without a second thought. Just as a Ford Model S screeched past, narrowly missing him, Eddie retrieved the ball and rejoined his friends, unaware of the danger he'd faced. However, for the blue man driving the Model A, it was a different story. The close call triggered a surge of adrenaline, sending his weak heart into turmoil. He managed to drive a little further before crashing into another vehicle, succumbing to the early stages of a heart attack. When the police found him, his blue skin puzzled the workers at the morgue. Eddie pleaded with the blue man for forgiveness about the accident he didn't even know he caused. The blue man then told him something important. In heaven, every person would teach him something. His lesson for Eddie was simple but profound. Everyone's lives are connected. No one exists in isolation. We're all linked to each other in some way. Lesson 2. Learn from the captain. While serving in the military, Eddie and four other soldiers, including the captain he met in heaven, were captured as prisoners. For 6 grueling months, the captives endured starvation and brutality at the hands of their enemies. Then, one day, Eddie spotted a chance. He noticed a captor attempting to juggle 2 rocks. Alerting the captain, they prepared to strike. Eddie signaled to the guard, offering to teach him to juggle. As the guard focused on the lesson, Eddie seized the moment, smashing a rock into his face and another into his accomplice's chin. Reacting swiftly, the captain disarmed another guard and used his weapon against him. Amidst the chaos, the prisoners fought back, swiftly dispatching their attackers. Within moments, they had defeated all who came for them. Though more guards were expected, they had fled to escape an imminent bombing. The escaped prisoners were furious and armed to the teeth. They grabbed grenades, rifles, and even 2 flamethrowers, dead set on destroying the prison camp. Eddie grabbed a flamethrower and headed towards a hut. He thought he glimpsed something move in the doorway but brushed it off as his imagination. Surely the camp was deserted. But as the flames engulfed the hut, he couldn't shake the feeling that he'd seen a small figure inside. Unexpected betrayal amid heroism. Amidst a heroic rescue mission, Eddie's comrades restrained him as he fought to save a little girl, but tragedy struck when he was shot in the leg, leaving him permanently disabled. Despite his courageous efforts, Eddie's clothes caught fire, and his comrades swiftly extinguished the flames before hastily loading him into a truck to flee. In a shocking revelation in the afterlife, the captain confessed to shooting Eddie to prevent him from running into danger, claiming he did it to save his life. However, fate swiftly intervened as the captain met his demise stepping on a landmine, leaving him in heaven awaiting Eddie's arrival. The captain explained to Eddie why he was in heaven. Eddie always resented his disability and the choices he made. He didn't realize that sacrifice is just a part of life, something you aim for rather than regret or avoid. The captain asked if Eddie could forgive him for shooting him in the leg. Eddie thought about it and eventually nodded. The 2 men shook hands. Third lesson. Ruby. Eddie's dad wasn't much of a dad. He didn't care much about Eddie, and sometimes he'd drink and be mean. One snowy day, Eddie spotted him at a diner. He yelled to get his attention, but like always, his dad ignored him. An elegant woman in heaven told Eddie not to be angry because the person he was frustrated with couldn't hear him. She explained that in her younger days, she worked at a diner called the Seahorse Grill, not far from where Eddie grew up by the ocean. It was a place his father used to frequent. A woman named Ruby worked at the Seahorse where she met a wealthy businessman from out of town. They dated, and he proposed to her. She happily accepted. He promised to build an amusement park right there to commemorate their joyous moment. She introduced herself as Ruby, and that's how Ruby Pier was born. Despite his flaws, she told Eddie that his father passed away from pneumonia after bravely diving into the ocean to save a friend. To progress further in heaven, forgiving him is essential. Lesson 4. Marguerite's teachings. Eddie's fourth encounter in heaven was with Marguerite, his dearly departed wife. He adored her endlessly and was shattered when she passed away at 47. Losing her at such a young age left him feeling robbed and bitter. In their fourth lesson, she made a crucial point. Even after she was gone, he still loved her, maybe even more. Her death didn't erase his love, it just changed its shape. When love is lost, it doesn't disappear, Eddie, she explained. It just transforms into something else. She said life ends, but love endures. Tala teaches the fifth lesson. Eddie encountered a little Asian girl named Tala, about 6 years old, as the fifth person in heaven. She disclosed that she was the child he unintentionally harmed as a soldier by setting fire to her hut. Overwhelmed with remorse, Eddie broke into tears, pleading for forgiveness from God for his past actions. Tala gave Eddie a stone and told him to scrub her with it, like soap. They went into a river nearby, and as he washed her, her wounds healed. Even though she got better, Eddie couldn't stop crying. Tala asked him why, and he said he felt like his life was a waste. He'd only fixed rides at an amusement park, but Tala disagreed. She told him he took that job to make up for what happened to her. He spent his life keeping kids safe. Tala said he was always in the right place at the right time. And when he saved a little girl by sacrificing himself, he proved he was a hero. Eddie waited at the Stardust Bandshell in heaven for the little girl he saved at Ruby Pier. Finally, she'd get answers to her questions and learn her purpose. He'd show her heaven's secret. All lives are connected, and every story is part of one big tale. Key points. 1. Every life is interconnected, teaching us lessons of sacrifice, forgiveness, and enduring love. 2. Heaven reveals the significance of earthly connections through encounters with five individuals. 3. Sacrifice is a part of life. It's something to aim for rather than regret. 4. Love doesn't vanish with death. It transforms into something enduring. 5. Forgiveness is essential for progress, even towards those who've caused us pain. 6. Life's purpose often emerges from unexpected acts of kindness and bravery. 7. In heaven, every story is interconnected, emphasizing the importance of each individual's journey.